This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Designated driver on the highway to health. Dr. Bob Martin is on the Better Health Network.
Being my friend, I said you told us a promise.
Health. Excellent health. Great health. Isn't that what everybody wants? Well, you're invited to set your expectations high if, in fact, you want optimal physical function, better energy, mental clarity, and the absence of disease. If that's what you want, well, then you've come to the right place. Welcome. Welcome, everyone, to this hour of the Dr. Bob Martin Show. I'm Dr. Bob. And I'm here to encourage you to become your own best doctor most of the time. And should you have a health-related issue right now and need help, I am here for you. You can call in on our toll-free number right now, nationwide, toll-free, and ask a question about your health or the health of somebody else that you care to call in on behalf of. Our number is 888-553-7262. 888-553-7262. 55 Dr. Bob, D-R-B-O-B, 888-553-7262 is our call and phone number. And coming up later in this hour, we're going to have for you this week's installment of the Health Alternative of the Week. That'll be followed by the Health Outrage of the Week. We also have a product recall to tell you about and the Health Mystery of the Week. We're going to begin, however, this hour with a discussion that some of you are going to find surprising, and some of you are going to probably be shocked over it, because so many people tout the importance of protein, and protein is important to life. It couldn't exist without it. And some people, however, are taking too much protein in, and they are damaging their arteries. They're causing plaque in their arteries from too much protein. And I know that you probably are thinking, wait a minute, too much protein causing plaque? I thought that was the idea behind too much cholesterol, too much fat in the arteries, too much inflammation. Well, inflammation, yes. But the latest information out is about how Americans are taking in too much protein, using protein powders, protein bars, eating too much protein in their diet, and it could lead to dangerous plaque in the arteries. It has been hyped up for so long for its muscle-building, appetite-suppressing qualities. And then you have, ladies and gentlemen, and this always amazes me when I'm watching these reality shows like Survivors and Alone and Naked and Afraid. What happens? These people are out there, and they have to get their own water, they have to find their own food, and the first thing out of their mouth after less than 24 hours, where's the protein? I'm starving to death. Gotta have protein. Not about calories, which is really important. Any kind of calorie you can get, I don't care if it's carbohydrate, fat, or protein, you need calories. You don't need protein necessarily in and of itself. But they always portray, and the protein companies have got to be loving this, get the protein or starve to death. Well, here's the reality. Scientists are now fearing that too much protein could be bad, bad for your arteries. Researchers at the University of Pittsburgh showed that consuming too much protein can damage your arteries. Researchers at the University of Pittsburgh showed consuming over a fifth of calories from protein can activate cells which clog up your arteries and plaque, cause plaque, a substance that damages your blood vessels and disrupts blood flow. Of course, everybody associates that with cholesterol because the companies that sell statin drugs have pretty much brainwashed everybody into believing that cholesterol is evil and you got to fight it. Just the opposite of that is true. A lack of healthy blood flow around the body leads to a higher risk of strokes and heart attacks. You don't want plaque. You don't want closure of your arteries. You want to keep them open. Well, the latest research confirmed findings from previous lab research and added new evidence using human trials and experiments in the animal model and cells in petri dishes. It comes amid the booming popularity in high-protein diets, those fad diets that come and go like air, wind, and water. Linked, these high-protein diets are, linked to the rise in the gym culture. Nearly a quarter of the population receives over a fifth of their total calories every day from protein alone. Now, a doctor by the name of Dr. Rezani, a cardiologist, medical doctor, internist, who led the research, is warning that dialing up or taking too much protein intake was not a panacea for a good diet. Dr. Rezani suggested that indeed, and instead, people need to ensure that they are eating a balanced diet containing complex carbohydrates, quality fats, and of course, quality proteins and vital nutrients. Keeping in mind that all foods, ladies and gentlemen, has protein in it. Foods that are high in protein include foods like meat, as in poultry, fish, eggs, legumes, dried beans, peas, lentils, soy nuts, seeds. Foods with lower content of protein are foods that are whole grains, vegetables, and even fruit has protein in it, even though there is small amounts of it. Now, we all know that protein is essential for life. It's the building block of every human cell and is involved in the vital biochemical functions of the human body. It's particularly important in growth and the development and tissue repair. You probably have heard that by now. But Americans are advised to eat somewhere in the ballpark of about 0.36 grams of protein per pound of body weight. For the average person, let's say a man of about 200 pounds, that's about 71 total grams of protein a day, or about 12% of calories, which is the equivalent of like two chicken breasts, or one and one half serving of salmon, and nothing else. A person who weighs about 150 pounds, about 45 grams of protein a day is the optimal level that these researchers are talking about. And of course, this equation changes depending on your physical activity level. People who are doing strenuous jobs or performing resistance exercise and they're tearing muscle down and damaging their muscles, they need additional proteins, yes. But that's not the average American. The average American is sedentary. So they are sedentary, they're not exercising, and they're still taking in these copious amounts and excessive amounts of protein in that they don't need, and their bodies can't utilize, and they could increase their risk of developing plaque in their arteries or inflammation in their arteries. But people who are relatively inactive and sedentary don't need as much protein. We know that. And for the average woman who weighs about 170 pounds, this is about 61 grams of protein per day, or about 10% of the total calorie equivalent, which is like eating one and a half chicken breasts a day or one salmon fillet. That's per day without considering any other meals. But, you know, the gym culture promotes and the mirror watchers consume far more protein, with some plans suggesting double and even triple the amount. Once consumed, protein is broken down into amino acids, which is used to repair muscle fibers and help to grow new ones. That's the idea behind it. But if someone is not exercising, the unused proteins are filtered out of the body by the kidneys and excreted in the urine. And here's a new study published in the journal Nature Metabolism. The scientists found that when the body breaks down high levels of protein, it activates a type of blood vessel, a white blood vessel, or white blood cell, I should say, responsible for clearing out cellular debris, known as macrophages. And this leads to the accumulation of graveyard of the cells, including the blood vessels, and worsening plaque over time. That's where the smoking gun comes from. It's the first study to administer showing the administration of too much high protein in these shakes and too much high protein in the bars over time can become problematic for arteries and can increase the risk of plaque in the arteries, increasing the risk of heart attacks and strokes. All right, we'll come right back. I'm Dr. Bob Martin. Are you tired of crazy blood sugar and blood pressure numbers? Dr. Bob Martin here. Listen to this true story.
I was diagnosed with type 1 juvenile diabetes when I was 7 years old. I grew up taking insulin. I was having some problems with my physical health. So I thought, you know what? I need to try Noni juice. Then I came across Tahitian Trader, gave it a shot, and I noticed the health benefits immediately because it's helped decrease my blood sugar levels. It's helped maintain a healthy blood pressure. So I have used Noni juice ever since.
Tahiti Trader's Noni can help you enjoy healthy blood sugar and blood pressure levels. Noni is the amazing adaptogen. Noni can help your body heal, manage stress, and increase your energy and stamina. Noni is the foundation of wellness. Drink Tahiti Trader's Noni juice and share your story. Available at GNC, Vitamin Shop, Sprouts, Natural Grocers, and Fine Health Food Stores. 800-842-5309 or TahitiTrader.com. All Americans are exposed daily to toxic chemicals and environmental pollution in the air we breathe, the water we drink, food, clothes we wear, the places we work, and in our homes. Environmental pollutants are even present in the umbilical cord blood of newborns. From the Root Brands Company, introducing Clean Slate, a patented green detox technology that addresses the causes of environmental pollution in people. Your opportunity to feel, function, and perform better is here, thanks to Clean Slate by The Root Brands. Go to therootbrands.com/product. Clean Slate, a science-based liquid supplement, safely rids you of heavy metals and environmental toxins from head to toe by simply taking 10 drops of Clean Slate twice daily. Remove the bad stuff in your body, put amazing stuff in, and allow your body to heal. Go to therootbrands.com/product. Take your health back. Take your life back with Clean Slate. therootbrands.com/product. Life would not exist if humans were unable to make nitric oxide within our blood vessel walls. There are many factors that reduce our ability to produce enough nitric oxide to enjoy optimal health. Contributors to the development of nitric oxide deficiency include consumption of sugar, unhealthy fats, inflammation, age, and unhealthy lifestyle. Here's the great news about reestablishing optimal nitric oxide levels. Dr. Nathan Ryan, a leading world authority on nitric oxide supplementation, developed the best, great-tasting nitric oxide lozenge called N101, backed by 20 years of science. Beware of companies trying to capitalize on Dr. Bryan's work, selling imitation products claiming to increase nitric oxide. If you are concerned about heart health, diabetes, libido, poor circulation, memory issues, and fatigue, take N101 lozenges and feel good again. Order N101 lozenges toll-free 877-476-3862. 877-476-3862 or N101.com.
Check out Dr. Bob's website. Listen to the show live online. Hear past shows. Read breaking health news and more at drbob.com. Spell out doctor. That's D-O-C-T-O-R, Bob.com.
All right, welcome back to the Dr. Bob Martin Show. Thank you again for tuning into the program. Coming up very shortly here will be the health alternative of the week, so stand by for that. But I wanted to finish up on this new information out of research at the University of Pittsburgh showing that consuming too much protein can clog arteries with plaque, a substance that damages the blood vessels. And the results of this particular study showed that protein consumption can rise as a result of a particular amino acid called leucine and an uptick in the substance that activates the immune system. And that's probably what's creating the inflammatory process, because it's usually not about cholesterol. It's about inflammation, and the cholesterol is just a byproduct of that. But the drug companies have everybody convinced that it's a deficiency of statins in the diet, but I digress. The scientists suggested that with the more immune systems activated, these immune cells, as a result of excessive protein, can raise inflammation and increase these plaques. That's where the smoking gun is coming from. And in a separate part of their study, they also fed in the animal model high-protein diet with up to 45% of its calories from protein, the macronutrient, and then they tested their blood. And this also showed spikes in levels of this amino acid called leucine and a rise in a substance that activates these white blood cells. One of the cardiologists weighing in on this, a gentleman by the name of Dr. Robert Story, a cardiologist from the University of Sheffield in the UK, who was not involved in the paper, said, and I quote, "This research provides evidence that a high-protein diet might trigger responses in the body that contribute to the risk of heart attack and stroke as a result of a particular component of protein that is present at high quantities in animal protein compared to plant proteins." He goes on to say, "We know that the majority of heart attacks and strokes are caused by the buildup of fat in blood vessels supplying the heart and the brain, but they also show leucine, the amino acid in these high-protein diets, also increases furring of the arteries fed to in the animal model." So, look, we need protein is critical to life, but way too many people eat way too much of it. Unless you're somebody who's very involved in resistance exercise, that means tearing of muscles in the gym, or you have a very active job where you're using muscle strength all day, every day, you probably don't need a lot of extra protein. Yes, you should cut down on sugar and the refined processed, highly processed foods, but eating, you know, protein bars all day long and drinking protein powder all day long, and on top of that you're having meat and high protein foods, is a recipe for problems, according to this latest research out. So heed their warnings on it. All right, that leads us to this week's health alternative of the week. Here we go. And oh, by the way, coming up a little bit later in the show, I'll have the top 10 signs that you are eating too much protein. You won't want to miss that. Now, this week's health alternative of the week is called Everyday Dal, as in spelled D-A-L. Dal is with black lentils, tomatoes, and cumin by a company by the name of Maya Kimel. Maya Kimel. And you can find these at natural grocery stores nationwide. There's nothing cozier than a warm bowl of black lentils and tomato and cumin. I love their products. This is a great product. I am a big consumer of lentil beans myself. And if you want to check this out, you can get to your local health food grocery store. If you have a natural grocer's there, great. Where you live or where you work, excellent. But you can also find this company, Maya Kimel, spelled M-A-Y-A-K-I-M-A-L. Hope I'm pronouncing the name of the company right. They use a small black lentil called Urad Dal, a skinless split black lentil with coconut cream, chunks of tomato, and cumin. It's plant-based, dairy-free. It's actually amazing. This is a thick soup. So it could be served as a meal or a side dish. You can add other favorite soup to it if you like, to even be better. You prepare it right on your stovetop. Excellent. So you can serve it with a dollop of plain yogurt or fresh cilantro or chopped tomatoes. And if absolutely necessary, you can even add some chicken to it if you want, organic chicken, or even fish or organic turkey if you like. The ingredients of this week's health alternative of the week called Everyday Dal, D-A-L, by a company by the name of Maya Kimal, includes black lentils, fresh ripened tomatoes, tomato juice, onions, ginger, garlic, cumin seed, coriander, and just full of spices and such phenomenal flavor. So write it down. This week's health alternative of the week is called Everyday Dal, D-A-L, with black lentils, tomato, and cumin. It has about 15 grams of protein and 12 grams of fiber per serving, which is important for all of us staying well. And you want to feed yourself and get full. Here it is, lots of fiber there. It's easy to make, easy to use, and organic. This product checks all of my requirements for the health alternative of the week. And it's called Everyday Dal, as in D-A-L, with black lentils, tomato, and cumin by Maya Kimal. And you can find it at natural grocery store nationwide. And if you don't have a natural grocery store in your neighborhood, you can go to their website at naturalgrocers.com. Naturalgrocers.com. You're looking for Everyday Dal, D-A-L, this week's health alternative of the week. I'm just getting hungry thinking about it. Also, I want to let you know, coming up, we're going to have this week's health outrage of the week. That's straight ahead, so stay tuned for that as well. Let's see if we can go to the phone calls now. We've had people waiting patiently. Janice in the state of Washington, you're up first. Welcome to the program. How can I help you?
Well, I'm 83 years old. I don't take any medications at all. I'm healthy. But I had my physical, and the doctor said I had high cholesterol. They always do one blood test a year. And she gave me medication for it, and it made me sick. I took one or two, but wasn't worth it. And then she gave me another brand, and it did the same thing.
Okay.
So now, how do I lower my cholesterol?
Okay. Well, I can answer that question. You don't. You don't. And I'm not telling you not to take the drug. I'm just saying you're 83 years of age, and you've done well. You've outlived most people already. Your body's making cholesterol. We have people who die with normal cholesterol. In fact, many people live a full, long life with high cholesterol. It's not, your body's making the cholesterol for a reason here. Now, if you want to lower your cholesterol, try to lower it dietarily, you certainly can by eating more green vegetables, more nuts and seeds, and particularly flaxseed. Add more olive oil to your diet. That'll lower cholesterol. Avocados help lower cholesterol. Salmon.
That's exactly what I do already. Olive
Excellent.
Oil.
Well, excellent.
Every day, almost.
Excellent. Beans and legumes, another way to, get the fiber in the diet, lower the cholesterol. But cholesterol in your age bracket, you're making cholesterol because there's breakdown. Your body makes about 80% of your cholesterol no matter what you eat. And it won't matter how many eggs you eat, it won't raise your cholesterol. Just so we have that straight. There are also herbs that you can consume, like turmeric and garlic. We like the aged garlic extract. Sweet potatoes, persimmon, okra. I'm just going down the list here in my mind of things that lower cholesterol. But really, the chances of your cholesterol being the cause of any death is low. So I wanted you to know that. I appreciate your phone call. Good health to you. The number one health concern as we move toward and beyond the age of retirement is fear of losing our vision and therefore the ability to remain independent. Most of us at some point in time have uttered the words, I'm not seeing as well as I used to, or I think I need stronger glasses. If you are nearing or past age 40, It's not your imagination that your vision is getting worse. What is likely causing your vision to deteriorate is cataract formation. Cataracts occur when the lens of the eye becomes cloudy and blocks light from entering, which interferes with sharp, clear vision. A science-based cataract reversal eye drop called CanSee is changing lives of people with poor vision caused by cataract. Learn more about CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.com or call 800-861-4936. 800-861-4936. For CanSee eye drops, 800-861-4936 or wisechoicemedicine.com. Cold and flu season is here, and my listeners want to know how to boost their immune systems and stay healthy. Dr. Bob Martin here. Yes, you can boost your immune system and avoid cold and flus when you drink Tahiti Trader's Noni Juice. It can help you boost your immune system while helping you heal, balance stress, and release energy. It's the amazing adaptogen.
I'm 86 years old, and a few weeks I'll be 87. The Noni Juice has really did a wonderful thing for me. It makes me feel good. I don't have no more symptoms of a cold. I never had a cold since 1996. I would say that the Noni Juice has done a lot for me, period. The Noni Juice give me a little energy, and I haven't stopped, and I won't stop.
Tahiti Trader Noni Juice is available at GNC, Vitamin Shop, Sprouts, Natural Grocers, and most health food stores. Or call 800-842-5309 or TahitiTrader.com. Life would not exist if humans were unable to make nitric oxide within our blood vessel walls. There are many factors that reduce our ability to produce enough nitric oxide to enjoy optimal health. Contributors to the development of nitric oxide deficiency include consumption of sugar, unhealthy fats, inflammation, age, and unhealthy lifestyle. Here's the great news about reestablishing optimal nitric oxide levels. Dr. Nathan Bryan, a leading world authority on nitric oxide supplementation, developed the best, great-tasting nitric oxide lozenge called N101, backed by 20 years of science. Beware of companies trying to capitalize on Dr. Bryan's work, selling imitation products claiming to increase nitric oxide. If you are concerned about heart health, diabetes, libido, poor circulation, memory issues, and fatigue, take N101 lozenges and feel good again. Order N101 lozenges toll-free 877-476-3862. 877-476-3862 or N101.com.
Everybody's gonna make mistakes, but everybody's got a choice to make. Everybody needs a leap of faith. When are you taking yours? What are you waiting for?
Can I welcome you back to the Dr. Bob Martin Show? Appreciate you tuning into the program. Stay apprised of all the latest breaking news over on my website, where you can stay in touch with yours truly always at drbob.com. Spelling out the word doctor, drbob.com. There you'll have these social media contacts like LinkedIn and X and Instagram, all of that, plus news from around the globe that we post up there and the podcast library of past shows, and today's show will also be posted up there this coming Wednesday. Final comments on the last caller. Geez, what can you say? You know, Pasia goes to the doctor. She's doing well. She sees elevated cholesterol according to the blood test. Tries to intervene with a person who's 83 years of age, and the drugs make her sick. Not once, but twice, the doctors are trying to mess with her cholesterol. Cholesterol, ladies and gentlemen, is not an enemy. Cholesterol is critical to all cell membrane structures in the body. We can't make hormones without cholesterol. Estrogen, testosterone, adrenal hormones. We cannot have vitamin D produced without cholesterol, and that means hundreds and hundreds of genes. Your brain cannot function without cholesterol. Your cholesterol is important to you, but the drug companies have convinced you that an elevation means that you are deficient in statin drugs. And as the last caller pointed out, she's doing a lot of good things. She's already outliving her contemporary, and yet her doctors are trying to mess with her cholesterol. It'll be her demise if she goes on those cholesterol drugs. And I'm not telling her not to take it. I'm just saying that her body's already telling her not to take it by making her sick. And that ought to tell you something. That speaks volumes. All right, coming up very shortly, we'll have the health outrage of the week, but I want to impart this information. We are still in cold and flu season. People are still getting sick, excuse me, with sinusitis and bronchitis and all kinds of lung-related conditions. I want you to know about something called propolis extract EP300. Have you heard of propolis, nature's immune defender? Think of propolis as a resin-like material made from bees. Yes, the bees that buzz, bees, those kind of bees. From the buds, they make from the buds of poplar and cone-bearing plant material. With 300-plus beneficial compounds in propolis, it is the bodyguard of the actual beehive. Bees use it to line the walls of their hives to keep the germs out, to protect the rest of the hive, the queen, and all the other worker bees. Researchers are amazed at how smart bees are at protecting themselves and their environment by using this substance called propolis. Propolis has been found to have antimicrobial properties. It plays an important role in the hive's ability to fight infection and diseases. Propolis actually inhibits yeast, viruses, bacteria, and even mold. Propolis has been reported to have various health benefits related to immunity, our immune system. If we take it in supplementally, our gastrointestinal system improves. With people with gastrointestinal disorders, which are huge, or allergies, even gynecological problems in women or prostate problems in males and skin problems, they've all been reported to respond to propolis supplementation. Well, here's the good news. Propolis is now available in capsule form and in delicious chewable tablets called Propolis Extract EP300 by Terry Naturally Vitamins. Propolis Extract EP300 by Terry Naturally Vitamins, it's plant-based, and it's with Gamma-Sorb to make it more absorptional. And it's a supplement you want to start on if you want to have a good functioning immune system and you're having trouble in that area. Propolis Extract EP300 by Terry Naturally Vitamins. It's available at finer stores, health-wise, nationwide. You can find it at TerryNaturallyVitamins.com, TerryNaturallyVitamins.com, or you can call to find out more about Propolis Extract EP300 by Terry Naturally Vitamins, toll-free 866-598-5487. 866-598-5487 or TerryNaturallyVitamins.com for Propolis Extract EP300. All right, it's time now for the Health Outrage of the Week.
It's time for the hell outrage, because it's nothing but...
It's outrageous, and it's cringe-worthy, in my opinion. Get this now. I'm not kidding you about this. Men are having their nipples reconstructed to look like soccer stars as part of a $5,000 bizarre cosmetic trend. That's what top surgeons are revealing. David Beckham is apparently envied by men around the world for his chiseled facial features, toned physique, and ever-changing hairstyles. But now men are paying thousands and thousands of dollars to have his nipples, to have their nipples reconstructed to look more like the soccer stars. That's what top plastic surgeons are claiming. This is a thing. One doctor says people want David Beckham's nipples, said Dr. Mark Everett, who runs a clinic in Manhattan, New York. Dr. Ellie Levine, who also has a practice in the Upper East Side, said it was definitely a growing trend. He is now carrying out one procedure every 2 weeks, which involves extracting breast tissue from underneath the nipples and sewing them back to give a smaller appearance. The trend, they say, is being given a brand name towards wearing more tight, or rather, they're wearing more tight clothes, fitting shirts, which make nipples appear more prominent. That's what they're trying to do. Now, the soccer star David Beckham, 48, they say, has nipples that experts described as ideal because they're small, they're almond shape, and they're symmetry. The surgery that other men are having to try to look like David Beckham, the soccer star, the surgery costs $5,000 for both nipples and is highly convenient with men able to return to work in just an hour. No big deal. It's done by cutting around the sides of the nipple to remove some of the skin and an extra amount of breast tissue that may have formed before stitching the nipple back together. Surgeons may also cut out most of the nipple protrusion, a pointed area in the center of the nipple, to make the nipple smaller and more almond-like. Before the surgery, men are asked to shave their hair and their chest. It is done using a local anesthetic to numb the area being operated on. You know, what are they thinking here? Going in, paying $5,000 to have your nipples reconstructed because you saw a shirtless soccer star that you want to try to emulate? No thank you, and how outrageous can it be? Well, that's why it qualified as the health outrage of the week. Ouch, on top of that. Product recall coming up, and then we'll have the top 10 signs that you are eating too much protein. I'm Dr. Bob Martin. We'll be right back. The number one health concern as we move toward and beyond the age of retirement is fear of losing our vision, and therefore the ability to remain independent. Most of us, at some point in time, have uttered the words, "I'm not seeing as well as I used to," or "I think I need stronger glasses." If you are nearing or past age 40, it's not your imagination that your vision is getting worse. What is likely causing your vision to deteriorate is cataract formation. Cataracts occur when the lens of the eye becomes cloudy and blocks light from entering, which interferes with sharp, clear vision. A science-based cataract reversal eye drop called CanSee is changing lives of people with poor vision caused by cataract. Learn more about CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.com or call 800-861-4936. 800-861-4936. For CanSee eye drops, 800-861-4936 or wisechoicemedicine.com. Life would not exist if humans were unable to make nitric oxide within our blood vessel walls. There are many factors that reduce our ability to produce enough nitric oxide to enjoy optimal health. Contributors to the development of nitric oxide deficiency include consumption of sugar, unhealthy fats, inflammation, age, and unhealthy lifestyle. Here's the great news about reestablishing optimal nitric oxide levels. Dr. Nathan Bryan, a leading world authority on nitric oxide supplementation, developed the best, great-tasting nitric oxide lozenge called N101, backed by 20 years of science. Beware of companies trying to capitalize on Dr. Bryan's work, selling imitation products claiming to increase nitric oxide. If you are concerned about heart health, diabetes, libido, poor circulation, memory issues, and fatigue, take N101 lozenges and feel good again. Order N101 lozenges toll-free 877-476-3862. 877-476-3862 or N101.com. The number one health concern as we move toward and beyond the age of retirement is fear of losing our vision, and therefore the ability to remain independent. Most of us, at some point in time, have uttered the words, "I'm not seeing as well as I used to," or "I think I need stronger glasses." If you are nearing or past age 40, it's not your imagination that your vision is getting worse. What is likely causing your vision to deteriorate is cataract formation. Cataracts occur when the lens of the eye becomes cloudy and blocks light from entering, which interferes with sharp, clear vision. A science-based cataract reversal eye drop called CanSee is changing lives of people with poor vision caused by cataract. Learn more about CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.com or call 800-861-4936. 800-861-4936. For CanSee eye drops, 800-861-4936 or wisechoicemedicine.com.
I spent most of the next days looking at the x-rays, talking about the options, and talking about sweet time. I asked him when it sank in, this might really be the real end. How's it hit you when you get that kind of news? Man, what you do? He said, I went skydiving, I went Rocky Mountain climbing, I went 2.7 seconds on a full name Blue Mansion. And I looked deeper, and I spoke sweeter, and I gave forgiveness. I said,
and I welcome you back to this hour of the Dr. Bob Martin Show. We thank you for tuning into the program today. We come right out of that Tim McGraw rejoin music into this week's installment of the Product Recall of the Week. Product Recall of the Week is the Electrolux Group recalls Frigidaire rear-controlled ranges due to an electric shock and electrocution hazard. The control panel on the ranges can detach from the unit, posing electrical shock and electrocution hazard. Consumers should immediately stop using the recalled Frigidaire rear-controlled ranges by Electrolux and contact the company for a free repair or professional installation of the new control panel. And consumers should unplug the unit immediately. These units were sold at Lowe's and other appliance stores nationwide or online. And about 2,000 of these units were sold, and a bunch of others in the country of Canada as well. And amazingly so, these Electrolux Frigidaire rear-controlled ranges were manufactured in the United States, which amazes me. We typically find everything manufactured in China. All right, there it is. The product recall of the week. We move right from that, based on the article that I talked about earlier, eating too much protein can lead to dangerous plaque in your arteries, to the top 10 signs you are eating too much protein. Top 10 signs. Now, fat and carbs both have their fanfare of haters, but protein is pretty much always getting great press. It's easy to see why. Protein is an essential nutrient for strong bones, muscles, skin, and pretty much every other part of the body. And it is responsible for thousands of different chemical processes that we make in our body every day. But that doesn't mean more is always better. In fact, eating too much protein will do more harm than good for healthy individuals. Eating too much protein for a prolonged period of time can place a burden on your kidneys, your liver, your bones, as well as potentially increase your risk of heart disease and even cancer. So the number 10 sign that you are eating too much protein, you have to buy a much bigger trash bucket to accommodate the empty canisters of protein powders that you blow through in a week. That's a sign that you're taking in too many proteins. Number 9 on the list, your protein powders spend each month now far exceeds far and away your spend on Starbucks each week. Number 8 on the list of top 10 signs you are eating too much protein, your blood tests continue to show high levels of uric acid, and your doctor is wondering which drug therapy to place you on. Number 7 on the list, you keep making kidney stones, and your doctor is referring you to another doctor for a lithotripsy procedure. Number 6 on the list of top 10 signs you are eating too much protein, you have bad breath. If you or someone you know has tried a keto diet, you've likely heard the term keto breath. This happens when you're focused more on consuming protein and fat instead of healthy carbs. Your body has to adjust and produce ketones that smell awful, like acetone, and it smells like fingernail polish remover, some people describe it as. Number 5 on the list, you're tired all the time. Even if you're someone who gets those coveted 8 hours of sleep every night, eating too much protein can still make your body tired for numbers of reasons. Number 4 on the list of top 10 signs you're eating too much protein. High protein diets are often praised for helping keep people healthy and to help people drop dress sizes and pant sizes. But following a high protein diet often means eating very few carbs, especially the healthy ones, which isn't sustainable for most people in the long run. This can lead to food cravings, less energy to get in your morning workout in, and eventually you regain all the weight that you lost. Number 3 on the list, you're constipated. High protein diets are often low in fiber, especially when your main protein source are animal products, which can wreak havoc on your digestive system. You need fiber. Number two in the list of top 10 signs, you're eating too much protein. You feel like you're in a funk all the time. High protein diets might have helped you tone up for the summer, but you get closer to your weight ideal weight, and then they can contribute to a depressed mood. Excessive protein can do that. Maybe especially if your protein to carb ratio is off. In fact, a study from Lifestyle Genomics found that a high protein diet, low fat diet, may increase the risk of depression in a healthy adult. A 2020 study. Another university medical journal revealed that a low carbohydrate, high protein diet may also be associated with anxiety, depression, and even a feeling of stress. And here's the number one sign that you are eating too much protein. You have to urinate too often. If you feel like you always have to urinate or pee, it could be due to eating too much protein. Our kidneys can only process so much protein at once. So the waste from excess of protein is broken down and may build up and create a need to urinate more often. So you might want to think about it. So there you have it, the top 10 signs you may be eating too much protein. We'll be right back. All Americans are exposed daily to toxic chemicals and environmental pollution in the air we breathe, the water we drink, food, clothes we wear, the places we work, and in our homes. Environmental pollutants are even present in the umbilical cord blood of newborns. From the Root Brands Company, introducing Clean Slate, a patented green detox technology that addresses the causes of environmental pollution in people. Your opportunity to feel, function, and perform better is here, thanks to Clean Slate by The Root Brands. Go to therootbrands.com/product. Clean Slate, a science-based liquid supplement, safely rids you of heavy metals and environmental toxins from head to toe by simply taking 10 drops of Clean Slate twice daily. Remove the bad stuff in your body, put amazing stuff in, and allow your body to heal. Go to therootbrands.com/product. Take your health back. Take your life back with Clean Slate. Therootbrands.com/product.
At Essential Formulas, we provide the immune essentials for your family's health this winter. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics and Reg Active. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics is recognized as a worldwide leader in probiotic digestive health. Since 70% of your immune cells reside in your gut, Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics have an impressive effect on immune health too. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contain over 500 postbiotic metabolites shown to help support immune function. Certified vegetarian, free of gluten, dairy, and GMOs, a powerful immune option. RegActive formulas help boost levels of glutathione, the body's most essential antioxidant, which decreases as we age. Maintaining glutathione levels is key in overall health protection. Be proactive about your immune health. Look for Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics and RegActive at natural health retailers and online today.
The number one health concern as we move toward and beyond the age of retirement is fear of losing our vision and therefore the ability to remain independent. Most of us at some point in time have uttered the words, "I'm not seeing as well as I used to," or "I think I need stronger glasses." If you are nearing or past age 40, it's not your imagination that your vision is getting worse. What is likely causing your vision to deteriorate is cataract formation. Cataracts occur when the lens of the eye becomes cloudy and blocks light from entering, which interferes with sharp, clear vision. A science-based cataract reversal eye drop called CanSee is changing lives of people with poor vision caused by cataract. Learn more about CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.com or call 800-861-4936. 800-861-4936. For CanSee eye drops, 800-861-4936 or wisechoicemedicine.com.
Check out Dr. Bob's website. Listen to the show live online. Hear past shows. Read breaking health news and more at drbob.com. Spell out doctor. That's DOCTOR Bob.com.
All right, welcome back to our final segment here on the Dr. Bob Martin Show. And if you have liked the show and you've got people in your life that you think could benefit by hearing some of the things we've discussed today, all 3 hours of the program will be in the podcast library as of this coming Wednesday. How do you find that? You go to drbob.com, DOCTOR Bob.com, and you look for the podcast library. It's on one of the top buttons right there on the first page, landing page of my site. You go over there and you date. You'll see the date and whichever hour you want, or all 3 hours. You want to listen to it all over again, or pass it on to a friend that you think could benefit by hearing it. It is now time, ladies and gentlemen, for this week's installment of the Health Mystery of the Week. You know, it's amazing how our face can give people the impression whether we're trustworthy or untrustworthy. That's what a study finds. The lines etched into our faces are not the signs of wisdom we once thought. To age gracefully is to embrace the lines that life has etched into our faces and find beauty in the wisdom now on display there. Will the rest of society see this as a shining through? Well, not according to a study that suggests we are rather more shallow than we would like to think. Researchers found that we believe people with wrinkles are less pleasant and less trustworthy. In other words, the other person looking at someone's face, if they see certain wrinkles, they somehow mysteriously in their mind start judging them as not as trustworthy. Humboldt University in Berlin recruited 353 people who were asked to rate pictures of avatars with and without lines on their face. Participants had to judge how attractive, warm, pleasant, trustworthy, moral, and balanced each person appeared. They were also asked to rate the degree to which each face seemed to express happiness, anger, sadness, fear, disgust, and surprise. Analysis published in the journal Acta Psychologica revealed wrinkly faces were deemed to be less attractive, pleasant, and get this, trustworthy. As mysterious as that seems, what does wrinkles have to do with being less trustworthy anyway? They were perceived as showing more negative emotions. The effect were more pronounced for female faces, and the results remained the same across the age ranges of the participants between 18 and 68. The researchers said these findings suggest older people may often be perceived as less pleasant for no other reason other than the wrinkles on their face and the judgments of their attractiveness or emotionality. That's mysterious and weird to me, and it qualified as the health mystery of the week. Be well. All Americans are exposed daily to toxic chemicals and environmental pollution in the air we breathe, the water we drink, food, clothes we wear, the places we work, and in our homes. Environmental pollutants are even present in the umbilical cord blood of newborns. From the Root Brands Company, introducing Clean Slate, a patented green detox technology that addresses the causes of environmental pollution in people. Your opportunity to feel, function, and perform better is here, thanks to Clean Slate by The Root Brands. Go to therootbrands.com/product. Clean Slate, a science-based liquid supplement, safely rids you of heavy metals and environmental toxins from head to toe by simply taking 10 drops of Clean Slate twice daily. Remove the bad stuff in your body, put amazing stuff in, and allow your body to heal. Go to therootbrands.com/product. Take your health back. Take your life back with Clean Slate. Therootbrands.com/product.